In today's gospel, it is our Blessed Lady who says, with great prophecy, "Behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We had a nice attendance on Friday night, despite the heavy, muggy Cincinnati summer air, for our Fatima Rosary procession in Westchester. We, as usual this year, had just enough to be able to carry it, enough men to carry Our Lady and the banners and so forth. And Our Lady even sent us a very pleasant breeze from time to time. I'm always surprised, but I shouldn't be, at how tenderly thoughtful Our Lady is for each one of our needs as we try to serve her. Well, I noticed that as we were organizing the procession, there was a Channel 12 news van there in the First Watch parking lot where we get ourselves organized to go and pray the rosary. And maybe they were there to cover a very noisy festival that was taking place in Westchester just across the street. And sure enough, the newsman saw us, and one of the reporters comes over with his pencil and his pad, and he asks John, our 545 server, seeing the banner and the statue and so forth, he asked him, "What are you protesting?" And he said, "Well, we're not protesting anything. We're just here to pray." And I think he was nonplussed by that. That took him back. And he's just, "We're just here to pray for peace." And we do it every 13th of the month from May through October. Now, obviously, this is not considered newsworthy. And so he left, and I'm afraid there was never any film at 11. It's not, as they say, that good news doesn't happen anymore. It is rather that good news is rarely told about and rarely broadcast. But just to be here and just to pray is, in our Catholic life, everything. I have a new story for you today. It's a very, very ancient story, but you may not be aware of it. The oldest image of America, in America, of the Virgin Mary. It's not a dramatic revelation, unlike some of the sermons I've given about modern apparitions of Our Lady. There were never any huge crowds of people, nor great miracles of healing, and Channel 12 News probably would never have been interested in this story. It's a story of quiet, steady, prayerful presence over the centuries. Now suppose, just suppose, that the Pilgrim Fathers, Mayflower, 1610, and the rest, suppose they had not been Puritan Protestants, but rather Catholics, and that they had brought a statue of Our Lady with them from the old world to enthrone in the first church they built in the new land, and to help them through those terrible first months of famine and the fear of Indian attack. Suppose she had been at the first Thanksgiving, and then much later, say at Bunker Hill or in Philadelphia, at the Declaration of Independence. And suppose that Washington had deferred to her and gave her the glory for his victory at Yorktown. Suppose. But you know, that actually did happen once with the future president, Andrew Jackson, who acknowledged that it was Our Lady of Prompt Succor in New Orleans who gave them the victory over the British at the end of the War of 1812. It's not always just supposing. But you can imagine, were these other suppositions true, what a precious relic such a statue would be, so connected with our country and its crises and all of our history. There is such a statue. It's not in New England, but in New Mexico. Not in the Northeast, but in the Southwest. not with those who came to protest something, to protest indeed anything they considered Catholic and therefore detestable. You know, the origin of the word Protestant is to protest against toleration afforded to Catholics. But these other ones with Mary came to conquer a new country for Christ. And that's what they called themselves, los conquistadores, the conquerors. And conquer they did long before any Protestants ever landed on the other shore of our land. The lady they carried with them had been christened in the old world Our Lady of the Assumption, but the Spanish Catholics of New Mexico affectionately called her, as one of their own, La Conquistadora, she who conquers. In a word, that she was one of them, even as she was above them, Queen assumed into heaven. It's a little bit the same thing as relatively late in the game. Do you know this story? How Our Lady is said to have appeared in the 1950s to a humble lay sister of the Precious Blood Nuns who was serving right here in River City in Cincinnati as housekeeper to Archbishop Leibold, and to have revealed herself to this sister as Our Lady of America. We all want to have Our Lady with our name and with us. She has so many titles and so many connections, you would think she never did leave this earth of ours and assume and be assumed into heaven. Conquistadora she is truly. She is the lady who conquers. And she accompanied the conquerors as they claimed a country for Christ and Mary and for their king. She is profoundly the conqueror by her steady, quiet presence on our American soil all of those centuries. She sustained the settlers and the soldiers, and she upheld their spirits through some very difficult times of war and of pestilence and of famine. But truly, her title, La Conquistadora, she who conquers, goes back to Calvary and Good Friday, St. John's Gospel, the proto-gospel of the book of Genesis, right at the very beginning of the Bible. She shall crush thy heel, God told the devil, and Our Lady on Good Friday fulfilled it by her union with the passion and death of her son, not even as the epistle sings, sparing her own life. She died a true but a mystical death there next to her son's cross. She is our co-redemptrix. She is the conqueror. Now, what is the story, though, of this continuously venerated statue of Our Lady in her own land, in one of the United States today? Well, she started out, as I say, in the old country. As I say, once upon a time, there was a woodcarver who got himself a trunk of a willow tree, and he carved a statue of it, just 31 inches high. The statue looks a little bit like the statue of Our Lady of Consolation there, which was taken from Luxembourg in Europe, too. And then, according to the custom of the day, this sculptor artistically put plaster over the statue and then painted it with the gold leaf and deep, beautiful colors and designs that are called arabesques that come from the Arab world. And she was, first of all, attired as a Moorish princess, the conqueror of the Mohammedans or of the Moors. And then she was brought over to the New World. But before that, when she was completed, the sculptor's wife came into his workshop, and when he saw what he had done, when she saw what he had done, she exclaimed, "So beautiful, so precious. It is the Assumption of Holy Mary into heaven." And so that was the first name of the statue. It was carried all the way across the ocean and then through the long land route up to New Mexico by the Franciscans, and it was put in the oldest parish church in America, Our Lady of the Assumption, in all probability the oldest parish in our land, in the city of Santa Fe, which was founded exactly 400 years ago. You know the full name of the city of Santa Fe? It's so Catholic and so charming. It's called the Royal Town of the Holy Faith, Santa Fe means Holy Faith, of St. Francis of Assisi. And since then, she's been continuously honored under different titles, Assumption or the Immaculate Conception or Our Lady of the Rosary, but always she has been the conqueror. And never has there been a day over all of these almost 400 years when someone didn't go to her and pray before her, nor ever did a year pass without there being her procession. On the Sunday after the octave of Corpus Christi, they would sing the Vespers for her, and then there would be a procession through the town, and then she would be returned again in glory to it. All of these years praying and praying so devoutly for her children. A true symbol of the protection of the Mother of God for her children present in their midst. It's interesting to note, as I say, she is not a lady of prophecies or of miracles. She came to this country to protest nothing. Indeed, when once God had to protest something, he didn't like how some of the Spanish were treating the Indians, and he didn't like how some of the Catholics were treating their priests. Our Lady said nothing, the conqueror, but there was another little statue of Our Lady, a very sick girl, had in her bedroom. And she was praying one night, because she had been sick for a long time, and Our Lady spoke to her. It's from the statue of Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, and she predicted a terrible chastisement that would come to the people for their lack of reverence for the priests, because he had written false letters against their priests. Well, the people, many of them did repent. Some of them actually withdrew their accusations, but it was too late. In the year 1680, there was a terrible Indian revolt, and dozens of priests were martyred, Franciscans, fathers, and hundreds of the settlers, men, women, and children, were slain by the savage, devil-worshipping Indians. When they finally did return, about 12 years later, she accompanied them again, and they conquered again, and they set her up for good this time. She was so beautiful that even the wild Apaches, who caused so much grief to the settlers, were charmed by her. And the Apache chieftains at the very beginning were just drawn to come and to stay in her presence. And this Our Lady does not in some flashy way, not in some violent way, and not even in a newsworthy way, but as one of the hymns phrase it, we may not count her armies, we may not see her king, her fortress is a faithful heart, her pride is suffering. And soul by soul and silently her shining bounds increase, and her ways are ways of gentleness, and all her paths are peace, winning souls for Christ. Truly, she is our queen, and we are blessed to have her in this land. She who has inspired countless generations to fulfill the prophecy of the Holy Ghost in the Holy Gospel, sung today. Behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.